Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
1850-715-815. Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551, wash your hands. Now, the issue yesterday was Quality Street, or rather Inequality Street, where our heroes in one hospital unit, 30 people plus, were given a box of Quality Street. And heroes should be given Quality Street, but two little sweets each, is it worth more than you can chew? But we just got this note in the last few minutes and we verified it with the sender. Please don't mention my name, you'll realise why. A lot of people aren't allowed to go on the airwaves because of their job. This is what we got for Christmas from our management. Three masses to be said each day until Christmas. I'm not a Catholic and I know lots of staff are not religion. So this gesture is not good enough. Maybe two sweets would have been better. LOL. I work full time and have not had real contact with management unless HICWA were coming to visit. Work has been very intense since March in the Intellectual Disability Service frontline and at times can be very taxing. And here's a letter that our disgruntled caller sent in offering up the three masses. And by the way, the letter, in fairness, begins and goes on about your dedication to protecting the people we support and your colleagues from this virus. Special tribute to each one of you for your courage you've shown in difficult times. Extend sincere thanks, deep appreciation for the work you're doing. We're all delighted about the vaccine and it'll be a few months before we feel its benefits. In the meantime, we will all have to continue our efforts and follow the public health guidance in order to keep the people we support, our colleagues and our families, safe over Christmas. We are proud of the fact that over the past few months, all our staff have worked so well together as a team, and this has paid great dividends today. Thank you for your work in scaling up over the last few months. It has been difficult to balance necessity for a service with safety and public health guidance. And we know that a number of staff will be working frontline over Christmas, and we thank you for your enormous commitment at this special time of year. We continue to remember you all and your families in our prayers, and have arranged for three masses to be said each week. Each week for your intentions, but from now until Christmas Day. And as you could hear from, surely. Anyway, and again, it's in the spirit of the contact and Valerie's appearance on the programme yesterday about her sister and sister-in-law and the issue of one box of Quality Street between 30 health frontline workers who would just come off a night shift, by the way. A number of them will be working over Christmas. Is it an insult, or is it just somebody being tone deaf, especially at this time this year, the longest year? This is the longest year in our lifetimes. Be under no illusion. You will not live a year longer than this past 12 months. And hopefully we'll be into a new, come January the 1st, 2021, in 2.5 weeks, where everything will be moving in the right direction. Now, talking about gestures of kindness and goodwill and their absence or thereof, Anthony, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you keeping?
Good. What happened? You thought you were doing good, as the fella said.
We thought I was doing a good deed, but unfortunately it hasn't actually turned out that way as of yet on paper. I was in Offaly there, in Tullamore, and I had my young lad Jordan back in August. It was his birthday, and I got him a new golf bag.
Okay.
Original golf bag. A young person's golf bag. It's not something that you feel like the guy is tagging around on the TV, on the PGA. So, I got the bag and I said, look, so you throw it into the charity shop or whatever, but sure, they were closed or whatever. And then I said, yeah, we just dump it. I said, no, we don't do that. I mean, because the bag was, there was nothing wrong with it, you know.
Okay.
Anyway, thinking I'm doing the right thing. I'm out and about from Dublin every day. As you say, we'd work in conjunction with frontline service. So if we're down trip to 500 to 600 kilometres a day, I'd pass through daily.
Do you collect, just to be clear, you collect coronavirus samples for the health service?
Correct. Right,
yeah, well done. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, you have the bag in your van.
have the bag in the van, and then, as I said, I'm waiting to meet up with another lad, and I said, look, I'll go down here, because I'd often use the clothes bank there and bottle bank there, because it's handy, it's easy to pull in, and it's, where we are in Dublin, there's no one near us directly. So I seen that I couldn't get the bag in through the way the thing
opened.
The
opening, yeah.
So
yeah.
I just left it beside it, and that's it. And lo and behold, yesterday came in, and one of the guys said to me, there's a notice here for the fine going back to August for illegal dumping. Mm-hmm. And I said, geez, I could, off that, straight in my head, I couldn't think. I said, where? And then he said to me, in Tullamore. And right. Then anyway, like, to show everything else, then he produced the correspondence and the attached fine or whatever, and basically said it's a breach of Section 3, €150, Joe.
Wow.
And
what? It's because you left the Asnew golf bag at the clothes bank.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, basically it. Now on the
and how were you caught?
There's obviously, there was cameras there. Like, I'd be in a van with markings on it. This wasn't done anything underhanded with me going in.
Okay. In the dead of night, yeah.
It was all the, and it was 5 o'clock and half five or whatever on a summer's evening in August, you know. I mean, everything all above board. I mean, considering, as I say, charity shops and things like that were all closed. And I mean, I just wasn't going to throw it in the skip, you know. That didn't make any sense.
So it was what? I'm just wondering. I know you didn't. You believe you didn't do anything wrong. So the word "caught" is incorrect. But how did they? Was there CCTV or?
Yeah, they seen the markings on the van, and then they contacted the company, who in turn they served basically the fine onto the company. Who it came back, they didn't actually have my name there. But subsequently, I spoke to the council and I asked them to refund, because the company had paid us, which, as I say, is okay, that was fair enough. And I asked them to return the funding to them and deal with me directly.
Okay.
And because I said I wanted to contest it, I felt it was very unfair. I felt it was wrong considering the circumstances. I mean, I had been to that bottle bank before. And clothes bank there. I've seen lads taking stuff out, and they said, like, times have gone when it was full, and they say, hey, just throw the stuff up there or whatever, you're good to go with that. It was never an issue, you know, I don't know, part to me is, I mean, I spoke to a lovely person there in the council or whatever, but after all, I mean, on the correspondence they sent to me, they said, if you wish to discuss this matter further, please do not hesitate to contact the undersigned, which I did.
Right.
But I mean, after talking to the individual, and I'd even say, look, listen, I'll go and speak to the powers that be after explaining the situation. They just said, well, it still has to be paid.
Do you know, Anthony? The golf bag was left. You say it was as new. It was empty, obviously, but it was as new, and they're quite. How much is the golf bag worth? I don't know. I don't.
It's £120.
£120. Okay. So, and you were hoping that one of the group that go round collecting,
the people who collect there or whatever.
Okay. How do you know, Anthony, the golf bag wasn't left out in awful weather and disintegrated and wasn't worth a penny by the following morning?
Sure, it was August, Joe. A reasonably good early summer. So golf bags are made of all weather material anyway, you know.
Yeah, but there is a date on the fine, isn't there?
There is a date on the phone.
And do you reckon that is the date you left the bag?
Oh, it was, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not denying it. I'm not saying it wasn't me, or I'm trying to blame somebody else or do whatever. I mean,
yeah, but if you wanted to hide, you, the name of your you're embarrassed about Martin Heads, I presume. The name of your company is on the van. The reg number comes up.
Everything is there, Joe. Everything
and you were mortified. Sure. I'd say you were mortified for your boss to say, listen, you've been caught illegal dumping.
To be honest with you, look, Joe, I'm up and down the motorway every day of the week. I mean, the amount of rubbish that's thrown around the motorways, I've seen everything from beds, chairs, seating, divan, the whole works, couches, everything, the whole lot, you know, and not a whole lot sometimes being done about it, you know. What I'd say to you is, I mean, after receiving the fine and doing just a little bit of reading on it, I seen that the Offaly Express, the newspaper there, had issued some printed material in relation to the county council. And I mean, that in the last 3 years, that there has been just under 290 fines issued, but only 144 paid over 3 years.
Less than half.
less than half, and that the council had received funding of up to 1.6 million on anti-litter programmes and had spent another 180,000. Now, that's all there on I only discovered that yesterday. It was an article printed by the Offaly.
Okay, well, stay with us, Anthony. I want to, because I want to come back to this, but I want to go to Lisa Bracken. Another, she believes another form of over the top council interference. Lisa, what happened?
Hiya, Joe. I was in a park, a local park, just feeding squirrels and birds, as I do most days.
Okay.
And a council worker approached me and asked me, did I know who was putting that food out? Now, it's wildlife. And I said, and he said, well, you can't be doing that. And I laughed. I thought.
Okay, there's someone, Lisa, there's someone squirreling away with your, at your phone line at the minute. Give us a minute and we'll be back after this break. 51551, my chance.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.